Okay, I want to discuss. I want to make some ha'aros. Okay, we spent 2 days learning about Christianity from a Jewish perspective, some ideas, some achshavos, just we touched upon some concepts. It is it's very interesting. Is that this holiday more or less falls out in the beginning of Parshas Shemos. Parshas Shemos, the Goyisha festival.
No, I said every year. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much this time period. I mean, give or take a week or two, 3 weeks. Okay, it's the tekufa of the beginning of Chumash Shemos. The beginning of Chumash Shemos. Approximately, I mean, this year it's mamish perfect. This year it's Yom Shu. No, really, this week it's this parsha is Parshas, the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moshion Shel Yisrael. He is the Savior. He is our Savior. Moshion Shel Yisrael. Okay, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I don't want to be the Savior of Klal Yisrael. Shlachna b'yatishlach. Send Eliyahu, send the Melech HaMashiach. What are you sending me for? First Shlachna Chazal Da'ar Shlachna b'yatishlach. Is this going to be the Goel Acharon? Hashem says, no, this is, I'm not interested. You bring Mashiach. Don't look for substitutes until it's the real thing. Go bring the Melech HaMashiach to save Klal Yisrael. Don't go bring me to temporarily get them out of trouble in order that there should be more trouble later on. Nothing in Yahadus is a coincidence. Is that the day when the Umos HaOlam celebrate their God, their Mashiach? Christ means in Greek means their anointed one. Their savior, their whatever term you want to use, it's not a coincidence that it coincides every single year at the time when we learn about. If you're a serious student of the Torah, you learn about the parasha. What are you learning about this week? You're learning about the birth, the leida, the birth, and the mission of Moshe Rabbeinu. What more do you want from here on in? There's nothing but Moshe Rabbeinu. From here on in to the end of the Torah. Until Vayomashem Moshe Ever Hashem. It's all about Moshe Rabbeinu. You can tell me, oh, it's a coincidence, that the Zman when Klal Yisrael focuses on the Moshion Shel Yisrael, it's a coincidence. It's the time when the Goyim, oh, we have our Savior, and we're going to replace you. Okay, the Christian theology pretty much is built upon the principle that they are a replacement for us. People don't know that. People just think, oh, there's a separate religion. Christianity is not a separate religion. That's not the way they look at it. They don't know anything because they don't even know what their own religion is about.
Right.
But those people who knew about their religion, it's not, oh, that there's Judaism and there's Christianity. No. Christianity is the new Judaism.
They are the new Judaism.
Judaism doesn't exist. We have overtaken them. We have replaced them. Okay, it's not the pshat like the Goyim say. There's Islam, and there's Judaism, and there's Christianity, and amongst Jews there's Orthodox Reform. No, it's not the way. That's not the way it goes. They believe they accept what was, but they now have overcome and they have replaced us. It's not a coincidence. And when it's not a coincidence, I told you yesterday, it is shocking how a religion which is built upon such nonsense has been able to brainwash and fool a whole world.
They know it's not nonsense. They don't look at it as nonsense.
But how is the whole world able to be so fooled into believing in lies, outright lies and distortions and corruption? And we discussed this yesterday. The only way you can succeed in doing this is, besides the fact that we learned yesterday the four things that it was Kishef. He had this Kishef, he was a magician. He had at his hands this whatever you want to call it, religion had real powers of magic, of koiches atuma, kishef. That's the first thing they mentioned. But besides that, the only way you can pull this off is if they bring within them principles that are MS, 100% MS, and they distort it. Emes koi shikra loika. If you tell a person an outright lie, you may survive a little bit. Hitler believed in outright lie. Hitler's success was the more outrageous the lie, the more they will believe it. I remember this
quote.
What?
The more it was repeated.
But Mo, there's a very important principle. It's an incredible psychological principle. The more outrageous the lie, the more you can say an outrageous lie with a straight face, the more people will believe you. It's incredible. But there's one flaw, major, major flaw in this principle. You know what that is?
Well,
it's right. They believe you. But eventually, you will fall flat on your face. There's a better technique. You know what the better technique is? Don't tell people lies. Tell people half-truths. It's much harder to convince them of a half-truth. But the payrise, it will last forever. Yashka taught people half-truths. So the element of MS was there. That was very hard to persuade people. He had a lot of help. He used techniques that agreed on. But one of the benefits? The benefit is that we still suffer from it today.
Yeah. The selling point is you can achieve salvation without the old Torah or Mitzvah.
You can achieve salvation.
It's so easy. Okay, I believe.
That's it.
That's a lie.
Why weren't Al-Hazal making a media blitz?
They did everything they could possibly do, but he was so charismatic and so popular, and the times, unfortunately, were not good times. Klal Yisrael were dealing with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Churban Beis HaMikdash was mole sinas chinam. No one would talk to each other. It was terrible averus going on. So the birth of Christianity coincided more or less with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why did Hashem destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Obviously, there are problems amongst the Jewish people. Chazal had very little power. We're going down the tubes, the whole Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. This was the ground upon which Christianity was built. It was the same Tekufa. We according to our number, our dating system, which we don't even know if it's really accurate, there are too many questions, is the Churban took place in the year 70. Okay, and Yashka Christianity, they date into the year zero, right? That's what all starts with him. It was a process. It was a process, which basically means that the tail end of the Bayis Sheni was the Tekufa when they built up a religion. It's not a coincidence that our Kishazeh comes Zeh Neufel, that during our Tekufa we were slanting downwards and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was punishing us is when they were able to gain steam. And able to create to convince the world of this grand lie, and to do these things. And we discussed yesterday. Okay, now we discussed yesterday. I want to bring out some interesting Mamari Chazal. And if I would say this publicly, I would get into a lot of trouble, even though this is pretty public. But I just want to throw this out to you. I could never normally say this in a setting outside of here, where you all my friends. but it's something a little bit
so
off the beaten path. No, no one's listening anyway. No one's going to listen anyway. It doesn't make a difference.
But who's to say that you're calling?
What this? I'm just using this. The Mamre Chazal pillows edu secha. I had something else to say from this sefer, but I want to say this instead. If I'll get to this, what it has here, very good. If not, for another time. But I want to just bring out a few interesting ideas. We learned yesterday. We spent yesterday discussing this thing called. The theology is built upon the principle of what's the word again? How can I forget this? Triple. Trinity. What is Trinity? Their theology is built upon a triple belief. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. What is, so we discussed yesterday, that's the grand lie. That's the grand lie, and how were they able to brainwash and to manipulate this? Because that lie, that grand lie, is built upon a principle of emes. How can I say such a thing like that? Well, we say every single day davening kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. We say it only 100 times, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. We also believe in a degree of a triple kedusha. There's kedusha in Shemayim, there's kedusha on this world. And there is Kedusha in Zeman. Okay? We also, Kadosh, Kadosh. Now, what do those three things mean? Obviously, it means quite a bit. What else? And when we have a we even translate these words every single day in davening, that you should not make any mistake what these three things mean. Isn't it amazing? Chazal have gone so far to demand from us that we should translate in the avolatzion, the translation of the words kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You know why they have done this? There are many reasons, but one of them is don't get brainwashed by these crazy people out there who promote Trinity, because they're promoting the Zel Bazach. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Three different forms of Kedusha. Chazal say, this is nonsense. You want to know what Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh means? Let me tell you. The first is Kadish al Kadish Bishmei Miroima Ila'a Givorte. Hashem is holy in Shemayim. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a second Kedusha, to sanctify the earth. Kadish al Ara Ovad Givorte. And there's a Kedusha in Zman. Kadish Leolam Uliom El Maya. So Chazal right away on a very simple level is telling us every single day, do yourself a favor, translate the words Kadosh, 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 because it's going to be an idiot that's going to come along and tell you, you're also Christians. Don't you believe in Trinity? You say in davening every single day, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. There's three holy things. There's the what is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You can just see the guy in front of your front door in Flatbush. Don't you say every single day, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? What's Kadosh? It'll tell you Sabi Kursis. It's Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Okay? And we discussed yesterday how they, that's this one shot. We discussed yesterday that really in Yadus, it's a very frightening the parallels. We believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we have amongst us Talmidei Chachamim, Rebbeis, and we have Rashi Yeshiva. We have a principle called Das Torah. We believe in our Talmidei Chachamim. They have a connection that we do not have. And there's something called Ruach HaKodesh. Even the average Joe, if he sits and learns, lives a holy life, has Ruach HaKodesh. So the more you study, there are very frightening parallels. And it's precisely because of these frightening parallels, they have been able to do so much damage by distorting and perverting our, what is truly MS. They've taken MS, they've manipulated it, and they've sold it. Because there is a kernel of MS, that's why they're successful. And that's why it's not just a success, it endures. You can't begin. Hitler is gone. You know why? Because Hitler had a technique which was very interesting of the grand lie. The more the outrageous the lie, the more they'll believe you. You're right. Initially they'll believe you. But eventually, shikra loikai. Eventually it will collapse. But when there's MS that's been distorted, it's a hard sell. But if you're able to sell it, you're in business. You're in business for a long time. And let me read you this chazal. Let me read this chazal. We come this week to the Moshiach Shel Yisrael. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Amazing chazal. Everyone knows the chazal. I just want to read it. Moshe did three things midaitai. Three things. What did our Moshiach Shel Yisrael do? Can't find the place. I'll just tell it to you by heart. Number one was he was Moisif Yoy Mechad midaitai. He manipulated time. He manipulated time. What do you mean manipulated time? That Matan Torah was scheduled for Vav Sivan. Who made the flyer? Hashem himself. The Ribbono Shel Olam has put up big flyers all over the world. Vayere vayivoyker yoim hashishi. Hashishi. Right? Hashem made Matan Torah is day six. Hey, Hayidia. I'm waiting for the day, the sixth day of Sivan, for you to be Kabbalah. If not, the world's going to go back to Tov Vav. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along with a magic marker on the whole signs, and he crosses out Yom Vav, and he puts in Yom Zayin. Change of schedule. Change of date. He was Moisif. He manipulated the DNA of this world. He manipulated Zaman. What else did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He was Parish Mino Isha, he died. No one told him to separate himself from his wife. No one told him, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a good idea that you should be with your wife anymore. Be Parish Mino Isha. No one told him to do that. He did that. Why did he do that? Because he had to be on call. It's 24/7. Any moment in time, the Shmarchal can demand that he appear in the Oel Moed. And if he's with his wife, he's Tameh. this time he has to go to mikvah. It takes time. Balkeri, he has to wait until the evening, until Harav Shemesh. It'll take 24 hours. So therefore, Moshe did not want there to be a delay of 24 hours. So Moshe, on his own, decided, I don't want there to be a delay. I want to be pure at every single moment in time. To speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he was parish miyishtai. What was the third thing Moshe Rabbeinu did? He shattered the luchas. No one told him to break the luchas. The Chazal say, Moshe did gimel dvarim midaitai. It was purely his invention. His idea, it's not in the Torah. Hashem never told him. Nothing more than his contribution to Klal Yisrael. Each of these are not just simple events. When he did these three things, he brought to this world principles in Yadus. Moshe was the Moshian Shel Yisrael. You have to appreciate what I'm trying to say over here. There is Halacha LeMoshe Mishinai. What does that mean? Not Moshe. Not Moshe's Torah. It's Hashem's Torah. Hashem told him Mishinai how the tefillin should look. There should be a shin here with three heads and four heads, a little here sticking out here, square, mabarta. Where in the world did you get up this whole thing about tefillin should look? There's such a complicated object, and if you deviate one single mashu, it's possible. Who made this up? Moshe? It doesn't say this in the Torah. It doesn't say this. No way. It's Hashem said this. How do you know? Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. We are maminim, b'nei maminim. It came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there are things that were put in writing. We have the Torah. Right? So we have Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, and we have the Torah, and then we have something that is brand new. Gimel Devarim Moshe Osa Midaita. It's not in the Torah. It was not told to m'Sinai. This and these things that Moshe did, it's not just he did it. By doing it, he taught, this is what you also should do. Not to the degree that he did it, not to that same degree, but he brought into Klal Yisrael principles that are purely his. Isn't it amazing? A human being has contributed something that is outside the realm of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. We are all brought up, this Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and anything else is pure apikorsis. The Rabbanon have come along later and made gezerois, have made takonois. Okay, all of those things are just takonois in order to be mechazek, a pre-existing Torah Shebalpeh or Torah Shebichsav. But Moshe Rabbeinu did three things that are in a different world. One of them, and what are these three things? You cannot deny these three things are Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He took the Torah, the Luchos, that was Veha Luchos, Masei Elokim Hema, Veha Michtav, and the Michtav is the Michtav Elokim. And what did he do? He shattered it, he destroyed it. He destroyed it? Moshe Tashlita. He has mastery, he has shlita over what takes place in Shemayim. If he is able to take an object that's purely divine and destroy it, that speaks volumes that Moshe has status in Shemayim. Kadosh, the first Kadosh is sanctity in Shemayim. The fact that you can turn it off shows how much you can turn it on, how much power you have. What was the second thing? What was the second thing he did? He was poirish from his wife. He sanctified matters in the Kiddushai. Moshe is a human being, and Moshe is married to a female, to a woman. He lives in this world with taivos, normal things, and he says in Parashas Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, sanctify yourself. Where should you sanctify yourself? In matters of ishos, arayos. This woman you can marry, this woman you cannot marry. And when it comes to arayos, to har chokos, to things you have to do, you have discipline in mundane matters that apply in this physical, mundane world of taiva. Being parish minor ishtoi represents the ultimate sanctification of a davar shebekdusha, the second kadosh. And what's the third kadosh? Zman, le'olam, uliol me'ol mayah, forever and ever. Moshe says, Hashem, you're telling me day six? You know something? Change in schedule. Day 7, Gesundheit. Who's in charge of Zman? I'll decide when the Zman is right for Klal Yisrael to be Mekadesh, to get the Torah. When should the sanctity of which day should be a holy day to be Mekabel the Torah? Moshe, our Moshion Shel Yisrael, in addition to being the conduit between Shemaim and Arav, the Torah Shebechsav, the Torah Shebechsav, in addition to him giving us the Torah Shebechsav, in addition to being the one that's the one who gave forth the Halacha of the Moshe Misinai, our Moshion Shel Yisrael, I don't even want to say that word, he's the one who knows what it means, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He knows what it means, Kadosh. He gave us Kedusha in Shemayim, taught us about Kedusha in Shemayim, Kedusha on the Aretz, Kedusha in Zman. He broke the Luchos. Breaking the Luchos is Maaseh Elokim. That's the words of the Torah. The Luchos Rishonos. The Haluchos, the matter. It wasn't stone. It was a stone. It was the whole thing. We don't even know what it was. V'haluchos maaseh elokim heima. V'hamichtav michtav elokim. It's only the luchos shniyos that was psalucha from regular stone. Moshe is the balabas of kedusha, and there's nothing more kadosh than the luchos, is the balabas of kedusha and shemayim. He's kadosh on the earth. There's nothing more mundane than the taiva a man has for an isha. I mean, I'm mundane. It's a davar shel kedusha, but it represents what is all goes on in this world. Taiva, a person is a human being. An animal is just molly taiva. An animal is pure taiva. A human being is also taiva, but it has to be controlled, it has to be disciplined. Moshe sanctified this earth, the second kadosh. And Moshe knew how to sanctify. Gimel dvarim osa Moshe midaitan. Moshe is the master over the triple kedusha. Not the phony out there who invented a religion of Trinity. And they're going to tell you what it means. Three holy, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Baloney. It's a fraud. But look how they're piggybacking. Look how they're piggybacking. Look here. Obviously, they selected this time. When was he born? Not born. This whole thing is a lie. We all know. Today, more and more information is coming out that is revealing how much of a lie everything is. They selected this time of the year. My high. You know why? Because this time of the year is when Klal Yisrael gets serious and we study the birth, the Leda, and the mission of the Moshion Shel Yisrael. And the Moshion Shel Yisrael is a man, Kadosh, taught the world what it means, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Don't be impressed or fooled by a fraud that's promoting Kadosh, 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 who's a fraud. Don't be impressed by this nonsense. Okay. Now, by the way, also, I just want to point out. Okay, this is really controversial. But look at these three things are almost keneged Christianity. What did Yashka do? He was shaved. He broke the luchos. I mean, what is the? I talk about Yashka. Yashka really didn't do these things. Later on, the church did these things, but it's all in the name of Yashka. What did Christianity do, basically? They destroyed the luchos. You don't have to do the Taryag Mitzvahs anymore. We're done with that. We're modern people. The Levena, right? They were shoiver the luchos, the New Testament. They were shoiver the luchos. What else would they do? They were Pirish Min Ho'isha. What does that mean? Pirish Min Ho'isha, okay? What's it called in English?
Celibacy.
Yeah. And what else? Yashka's mother was Pirish Min Ho'isha. Because Yashka didn't have a father. The whole Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, of their Moshion, was Begeder Pirish Min Ho'isha. Because he has a mother, but doesn't have a father. Right? So that means that the husband of Mary was Pirish. Poyresh min ha'isha, he's separated, so that Ribbono shel Olam can come and bring this nonsense, this whole thing. And number three, what do? They were moisif yoyim echad midaitai. What do they do?
They change Shabbat. Sunday.
That's good. They're building, it's so obvious. It's so obvious. They can't fargin the emes. Moshe Rabbeinu, everything they're doing, they're coming to distort Moshe Rabbeinu, the emes, kedusha, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Moshe was moisif gegimel dvarim me'atzmai. The three things that he did captures Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They're obsessed with this triple Kedusha. They're obsessed with it. The whole religion is built upon it. And when you look, they're just trying to copy and forge in their religion what Moshe Rabbeinu, who the real Moshe, they're jealous. It eats them to pieces when they look at the real thing. They don't have the real thing, so they have to make believe they have the real thing by doing all of, by playing all these games. Yeah.
I'd like to add one more thing. There is such a thing as when a tzaddik dies that he brings kapara to the world.
Correct.
And they drain the whole thing down with Yashka, you know.
He couldn't help himself. He can't help you. If he's a god doesn't die. If you're a human being, then you die. The whole thing is whatever works for them is just the manipulated work for them. So it's but the reason why they've been successful is because they're stealing kernels of emes from us, and that Chazal say emes koi, shikro loy koi. Contrast Nazi Germany. To Yashka. Nazi Germany was an easy sell because of the outrageous lies. But it crashed very quickly because Shikra like high.
At first he was very successful.
Who?
Hitler.
Yeah, because the more outrageous the lie, the more successful. But Shikra Loikoi. MS Koi. It's a hard sell if you're going to distort it. But once you're in, look at what we suffer at Hayom Hazeh, how much we suffer. All right, Rabbi Yisrael, let's stop here.